Danke. Thank you. You're very quiet, which is fine. Yeah, listen, that's great, but I want you to feel very uninhibited. If you want to take your clothes off, let your hair down if you have any. Just, you know, feel very free. Storm the stage, mob me, I don't mind. It's all right. Gotta lie on the floor and sort of writhe. Anything goes this evening. Wait, what do you want to, what should we do? What should we do now? Should we sing a sea shanty or something? Something really, really wild and wacky like that, or a... sing some Beatles songs or something by ABBA or Neil Diamond or... or shall I just carry on? I don't know. All right, I'll just carry on then. But I want you to know that the offer was there, all right? So when you go home and friends say, what was it like? You say, I had a wild time at the Richard Thompson concert. Right. It's very interesting. Playing in Japan, you have to give the audience permission to have fun. It's very interesting. Have you ever played in Japan? Anyone? No, no. Then I'll be the authority on this for now. No, they're very ritualistic over there, ritualized, and they sort of sit there in their business suits because they've come straight from work, working 16 hours a day at Mitsubishi, and they can't really have a good time until you let them. So you have to tell them, okay, let's clap on this one and let's have a good time. And they go, oh, and they have a good time. It's very strange, very strange. So I'd like to do the same for you this evening. I'd like to give you permission to really enjoy yourselves. Very good. Shall I tell you a joke? This isn't a joke, actually. This is true. There's a John Wayne film. I think it's Flying Leathernecks. I don't know if you're familiar with this masterpiece of the cinematic oeuvre. And this film was made during the war, and it features lots of Japanese pilots, you know, flying their Zeros and grimacing, going, oh, you know, intense rage against the imperialist dogs. And anyway, they couldn't get any Japanese actors for this film for obvious reasons. You know, they're all like, you know, not there. Basically, at the time. So, you know, they got Koreans and Chinese and anybody who looked vaguely Oriental. And for dialogue, the only thing they used for dialogue was, I tie your shoe and you tie my shoe, okay? This is the whole dialogue. You listen to this film and this is the whole dialogue of the Japanese. I tie your shoe, you tie my shoe, I tie your shoe. It's a true story. Watch out for it, it's a classic, folks. True. Only the facts have been changed. No, it's true.